Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. This is the Mishnah Yom Yisharim for the second day of Sukkot. Yesterday we mentioned some incidents where people brought gifts or bikurim from Chutz La'aretz that were not accepted, and that was also a follow-up from Sunday's shir. We're talking about Chala of Chutz La'aretz. So now the final Mishnah of Chala, and that's chapter 4, Mishnah 11, Ben Antinos Hela Bechorot Mibavel. So the son of Antinos, he brought up firstborn animals from Bavel, Velo Kiblu Mimeno, and the Kohanim at the temple did not accept them as offerings, because only a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael is really fit to be a real Bechor, as in a carbon Bechor in the temple. Now, a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz does have Bechor status, that it needs to be given to a Kohen, and then the Kohen in Chutz La'aretz can't then bring it to the temple. He has to wait till it has a mum. So you let it out to pasture, eventually it gets a mum, and then he can have it for barbecue in his backyard. But a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz cannot become a carbon. Mishnah continues, Yosef HaKohen Hevi Bikuri Yain V'Shemen. He brought Bikurim to the temple of wine and oil. Now this was wine and oil from Eretz Yisrael, but the issue was his purpose in making the wine and oil was not for Bikurim. The partner explains, if he had always intended to bring wine and oil instead of grapes and olives as his Bikurim, it would be allowed, but here he just wanted, you know, some oil and some wine for chulin purposes, and then decided to make it Bikurim, so that they didn't accept. Afhu, the same Yosef, Hela et Banav, Bnei Benito, Lasot Pesach Katan Bishalayim. He brought his whole family, his sons and everybody, for Pesach Katan, which is Pesach Sheni. Vehechaziruhu, but when he got there, they sent him back. Shlo Yakava Hadavar Hova, so it wouldn't become a requirement. People wouldn't think it's a requirement. Now, Pesach Sheni is a requirement for people who are Tamei on Pesach Rishon. The issue here is his sons, his minor children, are not required to show up for Pesach Sheni if they missed the first Pesach. Now, for the original Pesach, a man is required to bring his sons and can offer a carbon Pesach on behalf of his whole household, including his minor children, and they're all going to eat it together. But for Pesach Sheni, it's not Ketanim who are included in this. It's only the Gedolim. So they didn't want everyone to see Yosef HaKohen bringing his little kids and them eating the Pesach Sheni and think that little kids were chayav in Pesach Sheni. They're only really should be involved in Pesach Rishon. The Mishnah wraps up Chala Aristone. It's interesting that that actually sounds like a Greek name. Hevi Bikurav Me Apamia. He brought Bikurim from Apamia. Now that's a city in Syria that's outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, and as we mentioned a couple days ago, on Sunday, Syria was conquered by David HaMelech to provide Parnassah for Am Yisrael, and it's, on a rabbinical level, it's given the status of Eretz Yisrael for a number of halachot, and this time, v'kiblu mimenu, and here, they accepted these Bikurim from Syria, b'pnei she'amru, because they said, hakone b'Syria, someone who buys land in Syria, Kekone beparvad shebirshalayim. So buying land in Syria, it's as if you're buying, you know, on the outskirts, the suburbs of Yerushalayim. So it has a special chashivas. Now, it's lav davka as good as investing in real estate outside of Yerushalayim. I'm sure that's a much better investment than Syria, especially nowadays. But the point was, since Syria was chayev in tithing on a rabbinical level, so a Jew buying land in Syria brings that rabbinical kedusha. So now, I mean, land owned by a non-Jew in Syria, there's nothing doing, no tithing, no bikurim at all. But if a Jew owns the land, it now has, at least on a rabbinical level, a kedusha. So they gave a special chashivas to this. Mazel tov, Rabosai, on finishing challah. Okay, Rabotai, we're turning over to Masechet Orla. Now, Orla is a mitzvah that the first 3 years of a tree, of an etz, we do not eat from the fruit. Orla is related to the word arel, which is a, like, what's there before the circumcision, like a blockage. And after these first 3 years, the fourth year is revai. We've actually talked a lot about the hilchot of revai, the fourth year fruit, in the end of Maaser Sheni. So with that in mind, let's jump into the Orla. So with the first Mishnah, Hanotea l'siog ulekorot. Someone plants a tree, and he's planting it to be a fence, to be sort of a border around his property. So sort of, sometimes you'll see people will plant trees around the edge of their lawn, sort of make a fence. Well, the korot, he was going to make beams out of them. He's going to cut them down and make 2x4s, 4x4s, and the like. Potter, mina orla. You do not have to observe the stringencies, the prohibition of orla for the first 3 years, or revive for the fourth year. And the partner explains why. Dichtiv, it says in Vayikra, untatem kol etz machol. And when you plant any tree that is for eating, etz machol, a tree that's eaten, a food tree, et shehu l'machol chayev, the drasha is, those trees that are planted specifically to eat the fruits, those are chayev and orla, l'siyag l'karut l'etzim patzer, fits for wood and for a building and for a fence or for ornamental planting, that would be patzer. The mission continues, Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu amar hapnimi l'machol hitzon siyag, hapnimi chayev hitzon patzer. So the ones in the middle of his yard will be chayev and orla, and the ones around the edge are patzer. Now this is even if he's planting a bunch of lemon trees. He's planting 20 lemon trees, but, you know, half of them are around the border of his field, and they're basically for a siog, for a fence, for a boundary. And the ones in the middle, he wants to eat. Now, you might have thought, since some of them are for eating, he's got to eat from all of them. But no, the ones that are around the border are patzer from orla. Chag Sameach, a gut mod, everyone.